At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I am south, baby. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Looking out the window of a rainy North Carolina day. Shout out to the residents in Crabtree Valley. We got a putting green and a swimming pool, neither of which are operable because of the rain. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell, holding it down in the Navy Yard. How are you, buddy?
What up, brother?
A busy day, dude. We got a busy-ass day.
Call the fam. Tell the fam you're down that way. Tell them what's up. They'll come holler at you.
Are they going to the game? Any chance they're going to the game?
I doubt that, seriously.
It's tricky because my mom, you know, obviously lives a couple hours west in Carolina, and she's going to come visit me. And I'm like, Mom, I got to work all day. And she, like we're going to get off the air at 2. I got to be at the arena by, like, 3:30, and I'm going to get home at midnight.
Mama spend a little time with baby, they're going to be happy, dog.
Ain't that the truth?
That's it.
So we're down here because I'm going to cover Caps game 4 tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. And B, I went, I got down, I left D.C. yesterday. Shelby had a lacrosse game. I watched her first game. She almost scored and had a crease violation. All good. Mm-hmm. But
offsides.
So, what's that?
She was offsides.
Nah, in women's lacrosse, and I think maybe men's lacrosse too, there's like this, it's like hockey with the crease.
Okay.
Where you're not allowed to get in there, but the crease is much larger because it's like the size of a football field,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And just when the kids are little, they get excited and kind of run in and forget they have to stop that little bit earlier.
They have to wait a little bit.
Pause. So, B, I leave yesterday to get down here. Say I left about 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
And I was all fired up. I knew. I was like, I'm taking these easy pass lanes. I don't care how much it costs. I'm not going to deal with 95 South.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the beltway around, mixing bowl right there, and I get all the way to the left lane, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna avoid all this stuff. And then I realized it was one way heading into D.C.
Oh, it got you like that.
Yo, it was such a kick in the ass, dude. So the drive kind of sucked. I mean, everybody knows between D.C. and Fredericksburg just kind of sucks is what it is.
That has been the biggest cluster, you can add whatever you want to it, in the last, 7 years?
It totally is.
God,
like, the Tyson's GW Parkway never-ending construction has become almost equally as screwed up, but 95 South is its own entity. Like, yeah. it's like the Freddy Krueger of highways. Like, it's just it's just awful at all times. But what, you know what? I had this fun, strange moment of like clarity while driving on 95B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. For all the years that Dan owned the Skins and they at least talked or hinted at RFK. They just didn't have the juice, the capital, whatever was required to get that done. They didn't have it.
Yeah.
And their last attempt at like a new stadium was going to be down 95, Dumfries or Woodbridge, wherever it would have been.
Yeah.
And those are lovely places. I'm not knocking those places.
Yeah.
But the logistics involved in getting people there, getting a lot of people there, would have been such a disaster. And I just had this moment where I like smiled a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, we're no longer talking about a 65,000 seat stadium here. They're getting RFK done. And it was, I'm sitting in traffic, kind of miserable, smiling. It was pleasant.
95, I mean, 95 already has some of the worst traffic you can find. Add 65,000 people on a Sunday, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Seriously. Listen, man. It can be. Look, you can leave. What I've done, I've left all times of the day and night. I've driven down that thing at 12 a.m. I've driven down early at 4 or 5 in the morning, 12 in the evening, 12 in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, and you always hit it. Once you get close to Stafford, something's going to happen.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So, whatever. I get through the traffic, cruising. There's a well-known restaurant down here in Raleigh I've been to a handful of times called the Angus Barn.
Yeah.
And I drove straight there because I wanted to get dinner. And by the time I got there, it was like 8:45, and they kind of start – things wrap up down here a little earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
You know you're in the South when you're down that way because things close quickly.
They couldn't have been nicer, and I was able to get a nice dinner, so it all worked out. But I just sat down at the bar because I was by myself. And, you know, there were probably like – maybe four or five other people scattered around this like square shaped bar.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice bartender, young man named Jackson. He was cool, and they had the hockey game on. They had Leafs Panthers on TV,
yeah.
And inevitably the conversation kind of shifted to Caps Canes tonight, and we were just talking about good series whatever, and the bartender just goes, "Man, I hate Tom Wilson." And I just started laughing, and then I get into like defensive mode. I was like, it's really unfair that he has this reputation as kind of this goon enforcer, and he's evolved into this much better player that's all around and does it all.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, "Yeah, man, but I just hate Tom Wilson." Like,
hey, I think JP, you can say what all you want, dude. I don't like him.
Right. I think he just evokes.
You hate people. Tom Wilson is that guy that you hate when he's on somebody else's team.
Exactly.
But if he's on your team, you're buying his damn jersey.
Dude, I don't want to besmirch your character, B. But you played hard all the time, through the whistle, weren't scared to let folks know it.
Yeah.
Do you think you were kind of that player?
I was. I mean, when I went to New York, that's what Michael Strahan said. Man, I hated you when you was on all those other teams. But he say, "I see why everybody else loved you." Okay, cool. Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is I don't play to be liked. I play to win. And if me agitating the hell out of you was going to help us win, I'm going to agitate the hell out of you.
Yeah, and I think that's where Willie is. The only thing, I think he is so far surpassed, like, people that think he's just a goon enforcer, I think, are just so far. His game has gone so far past that. And he doesn't care. No, none of them seem to care about whatever the reputation is. I wonder if that reputation maybe cost him a chance to be on Team Canada and the Four Nations, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I bet Team Canada, in hindsight, really wishes they had Willie, because when the U.S. just beat their ass at the beginning of that matchup, I think that might have gone differently if Willie was on the ice.
It might not have that fight.
Right.
At least one person would be like, "Nah, you want me to fight who? Nah, that's all right. Nah, you
right,
do that.
Right.
You take him and I'll take the other guy."
So, obviously, B, there's a huge matchup tonight for the Caps. And Saturday, I watched. I was locked in. I think... This is kind of crazy because they didn't get a goal. I think the first period Saturday against the Canes might have been the best they've played throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't able to get goals. And Ovi missed a breakaway chance. They looked so good. Anderson made excuse me. My voice is all scratchy. I think it's pollen still. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's a lot down there, bro.
Dude, it's getting me.
I told you.
But, you know, they couldn't break through and get a goal, and then Carolina scores early, and that's fine. You're down 1-0. No big deal. But it looked like they were so despondent after the second goal. I don't know. The second goal was a little soft. It was the first soft goal they'd given up in this series. Mm-hmm. And it just looked like the air got let out of the balloon. And what this team has done all year is bounce back. You know what I mean? Short-term memory. And they are composed of the individuals to do it. But Carolina's good, man.
Oh, yeah. They are. But you see, like I think a lot of people try to downplay Carolina's method by throwing a lot of pucks at the net, but what they also do well is they hinder you from being in their zone. So they live at your zone throwing pucks at the net, and basically what that does, that gives them more opportunities. It raises their percentage of score, their chance of scoring goes way up if they're in your zone throwing 60-70 pucks at the net in all types of ways. Because we notice most goals come off of a rebound. And if they constantly throw them and your goalie is knocking it back, somebody's going to take a chance. He's going to be out of position eventually. But if you are not in their zone, harassing the hell out of them and throwing pucks at the net, you don't score very often. So we got to find a way to pick up a little bit of what they do. Listen.
Dude, they did. The first period on Saturday, I feel like they had control the whole time.
Well, you need to get some scores out of that. I've learned, and we discussed this, I talked about this with Ahmed, and we've heard some of the people we have come on. They try to make the perfect pass, and they want to take the perfect shot. Take the damn shot.
Yeah.
Okay? If you wait till the shot is perfect, guess what's going to happen? The goalie is going to be in position to stop it. Or somebody else is come along. Remember I told you when I would run a punt? I'm running full speed at one dude to make him make a decision. But if I start running sideways, I'm going to allow more people in that area to take a shot. In hockey, what I'm noticing, the more you play around before firing it, the goalie gets in a better position and other people get around to help him by blocking shots from you. Got to take it, man.
Are you at all – how are you feeling about their chances tonight, B?
I mean, I think that if they come out and play the hockey that we've seen them do, and they're capable of winning the game. But if they come around messing around, they're going to be in trouble.
I think they need to score early. I think they need to score early and take the lead. I think this arena down here – you know one thing that is really interesting? I was talking with a friend of mine who you actually know, B – a dude that lives down here, sports business guy, like used to work for the Skins back in the day, mm-hmm. Has bounced around some other pro sports. And he's saying how, you know, the sports that are on like these huge growth trajectories right now, hockey's a big one. Women's soccer is a big one. Like if you're looking for like what the big sport will be in 30 years kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to credit, man. Now, granted, like, Atlanta did not work. Arizona, Phoenix did not work. But hockey's expansion to the south, like southeast and the southwest, when you watch these hockey crowds in Florida, wherever that is, outside of Lauderdale, Tampa, Raleigh, Nashville, dude, Dallas, like these crowds are massive and into it and loud. Like this, there was a time, B, where I would think, if the Caps were playing a game in Raleigh, there'd be 5,000 people, and it'd be pretty easy, you know, away ice. And that's just no longer the case. And I guess the NHL or the fans deserve credit for that.
When you give somebody something, and they feel like they have some ownership in it, some connection to it, like in a smaller town, if a team comes in and they're winning and they ingratiate the public. All of a sudden, you find out that it's rabid. It's more like Oklahoma City Thunder.
Sure.
It's more like a college atmosphere than it is a pro atmosphere.
Right.
You know, and I think that's exactly how it is down there in Raleigh. That's more of a college-like atmosphere. Look, think about it. In that little area right there, Duke.
Yep.
You
Carolina
know,
North State.
Carolina, all that stuff right there. Something else come in, the people are going to. Now you got people that cheer for Duke, people that cheer for North Carolina, for North Carolina State. They all could cheer for one entity.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we know how they are with their basketball. Now you give them something else, you're going to get that.
Yeah, I think the NBA especially has had a lot of success kind of going to a little smaller cities where they're the only pro sports team.
Uh-huh.
You think about Portland, Salt Lake City, OKC, like
yeah.
you said, Orlando. And I think, you know, for hockey, it's similar. Like, I think being in Raleigh, like.
But think about
because it. Because technically they're in Raleigh. But this is, I mean, these games probably draw from at least all the way to Greensboro, if not Winston. Like, calling them the Carolina Hurricanes rather than the Raleigh Hurricanes is really smart because it allows the entire region to kind of buy in.
Yeah, and the thing of it, it comes at a time when the basketball is not really up.
Yeah.
Because if it was going on around college basketball time, they'd
right.
be in trouble.
Right, especially all, the playoffs.
All
right.
those three different teams we just named, even some smaller colleges, they go back to the college basketball. Now, it's all basketball's over. Now it's all about hockey. Especially in the playoffs, like you stated.
This blew my mind, though, Brian. This completely blew my mind. So, I don't know if you remember this, but the Hurricanes moved here from Hartford. They were the Hartford Whalers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no affinity towards Hartford, Connecticut. I do know that people up there love the Whalers, and largely they left because they got a better stadium deal. It wasn't about, like, not having good fans. And the old Hartford Whalers logo is very dope. Those are the very few facts I know about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think the Hurricanes have been playing in Raleigh, though? This blew my mind.
15 years or more?
Dog, they moved here in 97.
Damn.
Right?
Damn.
I thought it'd be like 2010.
That is.
I mean, it's crazy.
97?
Yeah.
That's 37 years, man.
I mean.
About 28 years, right at 30 years.
Yeah, dude. And when they first got here, I guess they were playing in Greensboro, at like the Greensboro Coliseum or something.
Wow.
Listen, I'm also gathering my information off Wikipedia while I'm live on the radio, so I may have mixed up a couple of things, but this is wild, man.
If you're not looking at Wikipedia, JP, you will mix up a couple of things.
But, dude, they won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
In 06.
But think about that.
That's 20 years ago.
They came in 97. 06, they win.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's how you get
that
it.
Team
going
is
quick.
Stuck right there. And like I'm saying, all those different college mindset people are cheering for that team. It's probably nuts in that stadium.
Yeah. All right, speaking of nuts, we are on the verge. Obviously, the Caps have a playoff game tonight. The actual game matters a tremendous, tremendous amount. There's something else that could happen in DC sports tonight that could matter more than one singular game, even though it's a playoff game. I
mm-hmm.
recognize that. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. The Caps have a roughly 15% chance of winning it. Cooper Flagg's the best prospect not named Wembanyama probably since Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be a true franchise changer. We're gonna talk lottery. And it's kind of hard to talk lottery, but one of the few people qualified to do it is David Aldridge. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Over the weekend, before I drove to Raleigh, I drove to Ashburn for rookie minicamp. I walked the sidelines of the Commanders practice fields with Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. We made jokes. We gained some insight. We got to talk to Dan Quinn and a number of players. You'll hear from Nikki Javala. We're going to go hockey heavy here, though, for the next 2 hours or so. John Walton, voice of the Washington Capitals, right here on 106.7 The Fan, will join us next. And then in a little more than an hour, Dino Ciccarelli, Hall of Fame hockey player, absolute star for the Capitals teams of my youth. Dino Ciccarelli will join us at 11:30. We got a busy, busy day. Nobody go anywhere. But if you do, If you're thinking about buying or selling your house, there's only one dude you should call, and his name is John Leahy.
Yep, call John, just like Marilyn did. Marilyn needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a job. Unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear, as John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investment property. Even better, that buyer paid cash for $2,000 over asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And here's the thing. I mean, when you hear B say, let you out of your contract, like, John is just trying to help people because he has the expertise to get the deals done. We live in a crazy world right now. We got tariffs, India, Pakistan. The world is nuts right now, right? So maybe you're just not sure if your house is ready. You're not sure if you're able to make the commitments needed, but you do want to move. You want to move closer to your grandkids, or you just want to downsize. Whatever it is, just talk with John. Whatever the stresses are, he can help you to reduce the stress and get a deal done fast and for the most cash you can get. That's his area of expertise. Let him do it. That's why I would call him. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And start packing. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know, life's about a series of moments and a series of decisions. And unfortunately, sometimes you got to make the ones that are not necessarily just for you.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday I had to do that, B, because I got an invite to play golf with the legendary John Walton and others in North Carolina. But I had to kind of hold it down for Mother's Day back in Maryland. Voice of the Capitals, John Walton, joins us now.
John, I'll give you my number next time. I'll be there.
I mean, yeah. We would take you, my friend, I'll tell you.
I let JP handle them. I'm going to send Monica over there with him, too.
Let's start with the most important athletic event of the weekend, John. Who won the match? How was the golf?
That would be Mr. Al Koken, who hauled that one into the boat. Yes, he the smoke show knows how to hit him down the middle. He did very well yesterday.
He's consistent, man. That dude is consistent. Yes.
Really good short game when I played with him, too. I was impressed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's in and around the greens. He does his number. He's good at he made some putts yesterday, too. We did. The rest of us did all right. It was a great day to be out, for sure, though.
Yeah, it seemed like all the rain, all the concerns held off. Seemed like you probably got good weather. Okay, now we'll get to the hockey, John. Obviously, game three, the final result was pretty ugly. The third period, frankly, was kind of pretty tilted one direction. But the first period was arguably the best they've played in the playoff. The first period of game three might have been the best Washington's played throughout this playoff run. How much do you take away from Saturday, and how do they right the ship tonight?
I think you take a lot away from Saturday, and when you look at the first period, you're right. It was the best period of, I think, the postseason, especially when you take into account the opponents and the hostilities here and all of that when you're playing in Raleigh and it's a loud building. I mean, they managed to take them out very quickly, the crowd. It was pretty quiet. I thought if you get a puck or two to go in there, especially maybe Ovechkin at the end, then you're probably saying, okay, it's a different game. You're up 2-0 after one. You're probably going to end up winning the hockey game. But they didn't get a bounce to go their way. And I think that's probably – and Freddie Anderson was terrific. So that's definitely to be noted there. But I think all in all, if you take that as the blueprint and you say, okay, we needed to get one of these in Raleigh and you still have another chance at that, and you come out the same way that you did in that game – and do that and, continue to work, continue to have that belief that, you stick to the system, it's going to work. And I think there's a lot to that. Spencer Carberry was, I think, saying along those lines immediately after the game and then again yesterday in his media avail at the hotel that, there is a lot to being able to go to school on what happened in the first period and carry that over 60 minutes. If they play that way over 60 minutes, even if there's going to be some momentum turns the other way, they're going to win a hockey game. And obviously tonight's a big one because if you win, you have home ice back. It's a best of three. Two of them are going to be at Capital One Arena if you need them. And you're in really good shape. If you lose tonight, you're in really rough shape because you're going to have to win three in a row. You're going to have to win one here when you have not won here yet in the series. So a lot riding for sure on this game four here tonight.
Certainly. And I just I thought, I don't know that you could say Ovi or Carlson had their best games in game three. And I know Carlson, in his comments yesterday, kind of like owned to that. Like just said, I've got to personally be better. A lot of us have to personally be better. What have you noticed from Ovi? It seems like, obviously, he's such a threat on the power play or when he's able to get a shot. But, Carolina's buzzing, and I don't know that he is.
He has been quiet this series. I mean, he does have a point. So there is something to that. I think especially in game three, it was probably relevant because the line matching that Rod Brind'Amour is able to do when he gets last change here means in putting their top line with Svechnikov and Aho, and in the second half of the game, it started with Blake. It's been Blake in the series, but they put Jarvis on that line and seemed to get some good effect out of that. But it's a tough matchup because all those guys are big skating guys. And, Dylan Strome is a lot of things offensively and the heart and soul in a lot of ways to what this team does offensively, but he's not the quickest skater. So I would not be surprised, and we're going to learn here coming up at 11:30, team's going to hit the ice here in Raleigh. But I would imagine we saw Tom Wilson get elevated and play on that line. We may see that tonight where Wilson goes up to kind of be, a real change offensively because he and Protas are both very good, but at least giving those guys something to think about when Wilson's on the ice, that might be something they counter with. I think we might see Ryan Leonard get back in tonight. He's been out for a couple of games.
Is that just trying to get some speed?
He's not afraid to hit either, so I kind of get the sense that we may see him get back in tonight. Little tweaks. I don't think you're going to do anything big, but you know, you've got to try and light a spark. You know, seven games seems like a long way until you get to game four. It's like, wow, we're running out of games here. So it's going to be, I think, imperative that they do get off to a good start again offensively. And, you know, it's not the end of the world, like Spencer said yesterday, if you give up the first goal. You know, a lot of belief in the room and all that. But, you know, going back to 2019, these are two different teams here, but the Capitals have never won in this building in the playoffs. They're 0-4 and have been outscored 16-3. So even though the game wasn't as lopsided as 4-0 would indicate, and 2019's three losses here don't really factor into anything at all, but it's just that this team has always struggled in this building. So being able to come out and, you know, with some authority tonight, no matter what the lines look like and whatever they've got to do, whether it's Ovechkin, Carlson, you know, some other guys, as you mentioned, that are having a little trouble getting going offensively in series. They need it from a lot of different places.
Is a fast start necessary? I mean, is that a necessity?
I think if you say it could go a number of different ways. Like if it's scoreless at the end of the first, and it was the other night, and you say, okay, there's a little bit of an uh-oh because you didn't score when you had all these opportunities, and you're like, boy, I hope that doesn't come back to haunt him, and it did. But if you get to the end of the first period and the shots are even, and or even you've got, you know, a little bit of an edge in zone time and you did things the right way, I think one of the things we've seen with this team this year is they've got the belief to be able to say, okay, listen, we just got to stick with the plan. It's working. We just have to get, you know, we got to have faith that eventually we're going to break through here. I think that qualifies as a good start. I don't know that I'd call it a fast start, but it would be a good start. Whatever good comes from the first period, I think they would take. Obviously, if you're up 3-0 after one, that would be fantastic. But the way that Freddie Anderson's gone in this series, he's got the best goals against average in the playoffs. He's been tough to beat. He gets the shutout last game. So just continuing to get those second chances, work and get to the middle as much as you can, and then generate what you can in that first 20. Hopefully it results in a goal or two.
John, I'm not an expert at none of this stuff, but I love watching hockey, and I watch what the different teams do. Carolina throws pucks at the net all day long, okay?
Yeah.
And then they crash it. And I think when you do that, you do put a goalie on his heels, and you put a team on their heels. We seem to want to have a perfect shot or a perfect pass. I'm not trying to say get out of what the game frame is, but we got to take a little bit more than what we do. I just think they have to do a little more to make them feel that they're going to come at them.
I certainly don't disagree with the notion that if they want to try and get a few more pucks at Anderson to create second chances, and I think that could start with a guy like Jacob Chychrun, who was good offensively in the first round but doesn't have a point in this series. Getting some of those shots through. And maybe it's a goal because heaven knows he's got the shot to do it. But even if he gets it through, to your point, getting something in on Anderson, he makes the save. But Anderson's rebound control is not the best. I mean, the thing that's been, I think, frustrating in this series, and again, kind of to your point here, is that, you know, there haven't been enough chances of the second chance variety to be able to come in and say, all right, bang around and try and come up with some greasy ones in front, because you know, they just haven't been able to get that many pucks through. And when they do, you know, they just haven't been able to clean up those opportunities. So I think something along those lines. I don't know that it has to be quantity. I'm not thinking of a number or anything, but I think more from the blue line, more from, you know, especially a guy like Chychrun, who has, you know, a monstrous ability to get it through. Carlson, too. I think you can look at that pairing. Matt Roy, certainly when he was at his best in the second half of the season, you know, he would fire stuff from anywhere. He was very good at trying to generate first chances and try and create second ones. So I think that probably starts with the defenseman, and hopefully they can work from there to be able to kind of find the back of the net on chance two or maybe even like chance three in front of Anderson.
John, last one from me. Just in the three of us chatting here, talking with our friend John Walton, voice of the Caps. You can listen to the coverage tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan, which I actually synced my TV up on Saturday, John, and I got to say, it's a tremendously more enjoyable experience listening to you on the call. I think the Turner coverage is way better than the ESPN coverage, but still, like, just having you on the call and watching it is pretty damn dope. So folks should try to do that tonight at home if they want. But our conversation here, we all sound a little nervous, a little worried, and maybe that's natural with them facing a 2-1 deficit with another game in their building tonight. I don't want to speak for you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But if that is how you feel, is there any chance the team feels that way?
My feeling from the beginning and even now, and we talked to Dubois and Carlson yesterday and being around the coach, and I don't sense that at all. I doesn't mean that they're going to win the series, but I think that belief is there. I think that one of the hallmarks of this team under Spencer Carberry is being focused on whatever is happening today and not worrying about what happened 2 days ago and not worrying about what happens 2 days from now. I think that they have a remarkable focus, and I think of Tom Wilson when I say this, just the leadership ability to be to say, look, last game wasn't good enough, and we need to be better. And the Caps have not lost this year. They haven't had back-to-back losses yet. So my expectation would be on that, just as the sample size of the playoffs, yes, Game 3 against Montreal was one of their worst of the postseason, one of their worst, I think, in the second half of the year. Nothing went right in Game 3. Mm-hmm. And you figure, okay, they had trouble with the crowd. They never got their offense going, and suddenly there's good ice at Bell Center, and their water bugs on the top line are going crazy. And all they did was turn around and just shut it down in Game 4, and Montreal never won again. So I think that ability to do that, I think their faith in themselves and their ability to be able to say, look, we weren't good enough last time. That's how they, 25 times this year, they were 25-7 after a loss in the regular season and the playoffs. They're 2-0 in the postseason doing so. So it's not great in the way that it ended up here in Game 3, but it would be a departure from everything we've seen all year, including the playoffs, if they lost tonight, because that's what they've done every time. So I think bearing that in mind, and the playoffs are all about not getting too high and too low. And it's difficult, trust me, for me personally and for the guys, and for, you know, it, every loss feels like, oh my God, they lost. And it's like, you win, it's like, oh, we're going all the way. You know, it's just that emotional wave, I think. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty emotional guy and just the way I feel about it. But I think the cold hard facts are that nothing shakes these guys. And in the circumstances here, they're a great road team, one of the best road teams in Capitals history this year. So all things pointing to adjustments, which I think we'll see. Good goaltending performance from Logan Thompson and a win that evens the series.
I needed that, John. I needed to hear what you just said.
That's what I'm here for.
I imagine I'm not alone, dude. They haven't lost two in a row all year. That is my mantra for today. If you tune into NBC4 this afternoon, you might hear that stat like four different times when I have a live hit.
I love it,
John. Thank you very much for the time, bro.
All right, fellas, have a great day.
All right,
Jay. Enjoy the game tonight.
Take care, brother.
John Walton, absolute class and a true whiz calling these games. If you want to listen tonight, right here on 106.7 The Fan, all your Caps coverage. We're also starting to get some NFL schedule official news, not just the leaks and the reports. We got official news, and here's the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan, Metropolitan Moving and Storage. I've known these dudes since high school. Justin McCarty, the work he's done to build this business into the best moving and storage company in the DMV is really remarkable. This is two young guys that started a business and put their heart and soul into it to give people the best moving experiences they can have. Say you want to list your house and you got to get all your stuff out so that you can stage it. They'll take care of you. Say you got a long move, you're going to Texas or Guadalajara, they'll take care of you. And even better, if it's commercial or residential, you never will share truck space. So you don't have to worry about your stuff getting lost or mixed up or going to the wrong address. They do it the right way the first time, and they can give you a free on-site estimate before your move so you know what the costs will look like. Any sort of artwork or chandeliers, any sort of high-end furniture, they can package that in a way it will never be damaged. Take it from me. I've known these dudes 25 years. Hit up Justin over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090, or visit dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Agita? Is agita a thing? I just did an NBA mock draft simulator. There's a number of these things. And my first time doing it, I got... the Wizards got the fourth pick. The fifth pick, even worse. And I'm telling you, the team... Everybody's worried about San Antonio with their luck. I'm worried about Utah, man. I think there's no... Like, for the Jazz to get Cooper Flagg just tracks in my mind, and it freaks me out. All right, I'm going to run another simulator here. All right, fast Washington. Enter the draft. Oh, Wiz got two. Bang! The Wiz got the number one pick in the last simulator I just ran. I would love to know. What time is the draft lottery tonight, Landini? You know?
I think it's 8 o'clock.
All right. Assuming the Caps aren't in a break in that moment, right? Because by 8 o'clock, it probably could be like the second intermission, like the intermission between the second and third period. And probably not, actually.
Game's at 7, right?
The game starts at 7. Mm. And the NBA draft lottery, if I remember correctly, they drag that joint out. Like, they get everybody in the room, and then they kind of dance around.
Got to introduce happening? Everybody walking in.
This is that happening at halftime of Celtics-Knicks?
Now, it says that the broadcast starts at 7, but I would assume that they will actually be announcing who gets the number one overall pick closer to 8.
No, because Knicks-Celtics starts at 7:30 tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so once it starts, though, it's quick.
So I bet it happens. I bet we know around 7:20 or so. Serious question for this. Because I've had people in the building over there tell me this is a huge day for Monumental Sports. Because if you get the one seed, if you get the one pick, all of a sudden the Wiz rebuild really accelerates. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if you don't, it has to accelerate because people are not going to keep waiting on you to keep rebuilding.
I agree with that. But if you get Flag, I think it's a changer. I not to say that's the only good pick. Jokic was a second rounder. I think Giannis went, like, what, 15th or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you can find players, man. And I am not out if they don't get the one. But damn, I want the one. Ted Leonsis, in that moment, you think he's watching the lottery on his phone and watching the Caps on the ice?
Yeah. First of all, Ted got people watching for him.
Sure.
They got everything going on right now.
I just think, like, I was talking to somebody last night, and they're like, no, dude, he'll be locked into the hockey. And I'm like, there's no way they're not at least second screening the draft lottery.
When you are in Ted's position, you have the capacity and the capability of watching more than one thing at a time.
Totally, dude.
Come on, man.
People can walk and chew gum.
The man is a businessman. You think he only watches one thing at a time? You're fooling yourself.
I mean, even somebody with a pea brain like me can watch multiple things at once.
You won't get everything, though, but Ted will get everything. Believe me.
Yeah. All right. At some point today, we're all going to do these lottery simulators and just see where we all land. That'll be fun. We do have some news from the NFL, Brian.
What we got?
Do you honestly not know?
About Dallas and
Yeah.
I know about that.
Are you excited to see the Cowboys on the NFL's opening night?
Yeah, they lose, yes.
All right, when we come back.
It's always great to watch them in prime time losing.
Get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And, dude, that Super Bowl hosting the game, like the Super Bowl opener, I think only twice since the NFL has gone to that format has that team lost. And one of them, if you remember, this is a deep cut here, the Ravens got absolutely screwed by the Orioles after the Ravens won in 2012, I guess, because the O's wouldn't move out of a home game to allow the Ravens to host a game at M&T because they share those parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the Ravens had to open on the road against the Broncos when Peyton had that thing cooking, and they got smoked. But that should be a home game. And then the Chiefs, if you remember, lost to the Lions a couple years ago coming off their Super Bowl. But I think Chris Jones and Kelsey didn't play in that game, if I recall. Just imagine the scene in Philly. They're going to hang a Super Bowl banner. That crowd's going to be going nuts. And then they're going to kick off against the Cowboys. Like, that'll be electric.
Yeah.
All right. Dino Ciccarelli, one of my all-time favorite players. When I was a kid going to Capital Center, everybody was cheering for Dino. There were chants for him. Hall of Fame hockey player. He's going to join us at 11:30. We're going to run through what we know about the NFL schedule, the leaks, the rumors, all that stuff, and what it means for Washington potentially when we return. Nobody go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.